I have Troy Bunnell on the line, who is a local tourism operator. Good morning to you, mate.
G'day, Alan. How are you going?
I'm doing pretty well. I want to just chat all about this Aboriginal tourism in the Southwest. Let's kick it off with asking, where are we at right now in regards to it? Are we doing okay, or should we be doing better?
Well, we could be doing better, but we're doing okay. We're slowly ticking boxes. I've been up and running for 3 years now in Bunbury. Business is a part of the Chamber of Commerce and, mm-hmm. you know, getting out there now and delivering culture. But, yeah, a little bit of a... Sometimes you fall into a little bit of a slump, but what I'm finding now, it'd be good if we could get all the younger kids, Indigenous kids involved with tourism out and about in places. I think that's the way to go. We get a lot of visitors into town and having a, young kids involved with tourism is that change of course towards the community then could work for us.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. What kind of tours are actually being offered at the moment in the Southwest?
Yeah, well, I've got mine running out of Bunbury here. Josh Whiteland does tours down through Yallingup. And then we've also got Joe Williams runs tours down through Denmark. But also, other than that, it's just that we're trying to set up a little link through Indigenous tourism through Waitok.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much setting up those links. But I think what we're finding now is we've got, tours happening. They've been running for a number of years, but I think now it's trying to get more locals on board.
Okay. Just in regards to the tourists that are actually participating in the tours, what tourists are we seeing? Are they from overseas? Are they from interstate? Or are they from Perth?
Well, it's a bit of mix and match. I pretty much do a lot of tours for... just starting to get latched onto corporates now, but we had a number of boats come through, last month. It was, I didn't get much numbers. So I'm just thinking now, we've got product, we've got dance groups, we've got people doing tucker now, and I think that's is what we should try and, authentic tours.
Yeah, okay.
Specific to the Southwest. I mean, part of my tours, I show people that basalt rock, and people don't believe they're 130 million years old. And that's a great place to start a tour. So.
Yeah. No, couldn't agree more. Before I let you go, but why do you think it is so important for us to keep up talking about the history of the Aboriginals in the Southwest?
Oh, look, we've had a very interesting history here. My mum and all her siblings were a part of Roland's Village, Roland's Mission. And my dad's family, they weren't a part of that system, but it's interesting... the two worlds and how they pretty much try to survive and live, and then we also go back to my mum's generation and the grandparents' generation, great great grannies. So my tour is pretty much trying to bring in Aboriginal history, and the way I do it, I talk about all the different wars that Australia's been involved with, and then identify all the Aboriginal people that's been a part of those wars locally. And then it's try and bring those stories forward, good local stories of Australian history. But, Aboriginal history is a part of Australian history.
Absolutely, mate. Couldn't agree more. Before I let you go, mate, let's get a plug out there for your business as well, mate. Where can people find out more information?
Yeah, a lot of people have been getting online through my Ngalawongi website, but also through Facebook is getting a lot of hits. But also part of the tourism now is art. I've got an exhibition coming up on the 16th of March through Maker & Co. Selling artworks and getting tours. I've been professionally involved as an artist for a number of years now. Art and tourism is a great market to get into.
Excellent, mate. Well, thanks for the chat today. We appreciate it.
No worries, Alan.
Iris Thomas on the line from Consumer Protection, and this made nationwide news, and it is this national airbag recall. We talked about this earlier, Iris, but this is actually kind of scary stuff.
It sure is, Alan, because what happens is the airbags shoot shrapnel into people's eyes, faces and necks and chest. Very, very highly dangerous. Look, the Takata airbags have already killed one person in Australia, seriously injured another one. And around the world, there's been about 20 deaths. So we're talking quite dangerous.
People looking at the list, they've seen the full list of cars, and they find their car on the list. What can they do?
Look, what they need to do is contact the manufacturer and arrange to have the car taken back. If they live in a very hot and humid area like Northern Territory or far north Queensland, their airbags will be given priority.
Okay.
Now, the airbags that are really high priority on the list are the alpha airbags because they pose an immediate and critical safety risk. So if you've got the alpha airbag, be on high alert. Do not drive your vehicle. If you do have that one, contact the manufacturer. As I said, they will come to you. You don't have to pay a cent. They'll pick up your car and they will give you a higher car.
Okay. How long does it take to swap these airbags out and get it actually fixed up?
They are trying to hop onto the most critical ones ASAP. Now, they do have a deadline. The deadline is they'd like to have everything completed by the 31st December 2020.
Mm.
So they'll start with the more urgent ones going down to the less urgent ones.
Yeah, at the end of the day, but still some scary stuff. If you're wanting to find out more information, where's the best place to go?
Look, what they could do, first and foremost, contact the manufacturer. If they're having problems with that, they can contact ACCC because ACCC is looking into this product recall.
Excellent. Well, Iris, thanks for the chat today, and hopefully people do get this sorted out sooner than later.
Thank you, Alan.
This is a big event, and a lot of people are looking forward to it. I've been giving away tickets, and people have been very excited to get their hands on them, and that is the RAC Perth Caravan and Camping Show happening at the end of the month. I've got Melissa on the line to chat to me all about it. Morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm doing really well. Now, I've been to one of these before, and how many caravans do you end up having? Like at least a million or something like that?
It certainly feels like a million caravans. there's probably at least over 300 caravans on display.
Wow.
As well as over probably 100 camper trailers on display as well.
Yeah, it is a huge number of things to check out and see. But you've also got like a lot of destinations that people may not have even thought about kind of being advertised there as well.
We certainly do. We've got a whole pavilion full of destinations and accommodations. So if you're planning to travel around WA, you can go straight to the tourism pavilion and learn about all the magical destinations around WA.
What else is on offer at the show this year as well?
On the weekend, we've got a little area called Tentland. So if you're keen to learn about how to pitch a tent and stuff like that, we've got Nature Play there to help you learn about tents, mm-hmm. and there'll be a range of tents on display. We've got obviously lots of different products and four-wheel drive accessory companies, and we've got equipment, and then you've got little things like insurance and finance and
sound like all those little things that you don't even think about before you do take off your next adventure. I remember when I was there a couple of years ago, a lot of things that surprised me was the amount of deals that were going on, hey, if you book today, you can get this certain deal, and you can really plan your next caravan venture on the day.
You certainly can. If you've already purchased your RV and you're keen to get out on the road, but you're missing your pop-up laundry basket or something, I don't know, you can come to the show and you can literally buy everything you need to get going. And then you can plan your next holiday at the same time as well.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like a double whammy in a sense, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is.
No, there's so much there to check out, and even like a bit of a try before you buy when you actually get to sit in these caravans and have a look. It's all happening on the 21st of March, the 26th. Should be a fun time at Claremont Showgrounds there in Perth. Melissa, thanks for the chat.
No problem. Thank you very much.